Hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Life with a Girlfriend. We're Christine Marie and Julie.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Marie, and I'm the mom here.
Yes, and I'm Julie, I'm the daughter. And we're your in-house certified law of attraction coaches, and we are so excited about our show today. We've got a couple of wonderful women, great guests ahead. One, our first guest is Linda Benz, and she calls herself the Energetic Edge Expert. And I love this because she is taking you from stuck to unstoppable. And I'm telling you right now, Mom, there have been times in my life when I have felt stuck.
That, you know, just like wading through that quicksand, right? And you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Well, Linda's going to help us get from the quicksand to freeway, right?
Exactly, from stuck to unstoppable. And I love it because it's all about energy, and we talk about that. You know, we study law of attraction. We focus on that through our work. There are times when I just had this lovely man talking to me in my head. So I love that.
You know what, Julie? You know what? That's the stuff dreams are made of, you know, when you got a sexy voice talking to you in your head. We're
so lucky here to be on BBS. And see, that's the thing, because when I believe in law of attraction, I think of that man's voice in my head. I'm like, I want to attract more men like that in my life.
You bet.
But it's all about energy. And we know that with law of attraction, we need action because we're in this 3D world. But we need the energy back in it. And it's really about, you know, what do you want to attract? How good do you want to feel? And you match your energy to what you want to attract.
And, you know, Jill, there's that old saying in real estate, you know, what's the most important thing in real estate? Location, location, location.
Yes.
And really with energy and with law of attraction, all that good stuff, it's alignment, alignment, alignment. And so we want to talk about how to get into, you know, good vibrations. I'm hearing the Beach Boys. I'm thinking of good vibrations, you know, all that good stuff.
Exactly, exactly. And so, Mama, you got anything going on in your life right now you want to share with everybody? Anything exciting?
You know, are you talking about our book coming out by any chance?
I am. Yes, of course.
The Clutterfly Effect, How to Tweak Your Way to Total Transformation by Decluttering Your Life. And you know what? We are so excited. This has been really a year in the making. We started this book last year. And yeah, I got bit by a brown recluse spider halfway through it, and had to take a lot of time off. And during that time, really reflected and got a chance to sort of, you know, I think it's a profoundly different book because of that experience. So anyway, I'm really looking, you know, forward to this book coming out in May. And can anybody go to theclutterflyeffect.com now, Julie, or is it live?
It is live now. I'm not sure it's totally live yet, but it is live, theclutterflyeffect.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, if you go to our Prosperity Postcards, I have a gift for everybody there. It's you can go to prosperitypostcards.com and receive our daily audio Prosperity Postcards that deliver right into your inbox.
Yeah.
But
isn't
we wanted
fun?
To share... It is. Yeah. But I want to share with everybody that we're having a Clutterfly Effect weekend to launch our book, and it's going to be full of fun stuff going on, prizes, gifts, just a lot of fun activity. And really,
you know, it's so much fun because people don't believe that we actually do this. So we've been doing this for a couple of years. We get together for 3 hours on a Saturday or a Sunday, and we have an intention. Intention is very important. And this is perfect because it's a brown spring cleaning. And then we go to work, you know, decluttering something in our house or our offices. And then we meet at the top of the hour, about 10 minutes to 5 minutes to, where we do some, we check in. Julie has some great pearls of wisdom for us. We do a little EFT work. If you've never done EFT, it's Emotional Freedom Technique. It's about tapping and releasing blockages and things like that. And we do it for 3 hours, and you'd be surprised how much you get done. Or as one person emailed us and said, she'd been looking for something for like 3 years and found it that morning, you know. So,
you know, it's all about
your mental
energy.
It is, yes.
It's about the group energy. Really, when you set your intention as the group, with the group energy, things happen faster. Things happen quicker. Mm-hmm. They have a momentum and an organic tempo to it. And so hopefully you'll hear more about us and the Clutterfly Effect Weekend coming up in May, 17th, 18th, and 19th, online, because you'll be doing your house cleaning, your spring cleaning during that time. So
yes.
You'll be home
yes.
and meeting at the top of every hour. So, girlfriend,
yeah, and so, and so.
Yeah,
but I want to. But we're going to celebrate that weekend. We're celebrating the launch of the book. We're going to celebrate spring, the promise of spring being there, and all good stuff. And you're right. I am so looking forward to bringing on this guest. Julie, I have been looking forward to this for a while. It's going to be awesome.
Linda, are you there, sweetie? Pop on in, Linda, whenever you come on in. But she is the Energetic Edge Expert. And
I'm here.
She specializes in helping highly sensitive people understanding themselves, you know, and she shows them how to manage their energy and so they can function at the highest level. Now, I live with somebody who is very intuitive, my mama. Hi, Linda, are you there, sweetie?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Linda. Loud and clear.
Okay.
Julie, are you about to tell Linda that I'm an HSP? I'm a highly sensitive person?
Yes. And Linda, I know you help people who are highly sensitive to manage their energies, and you should probably have a course to have people who love people who are highly sensitive and how to deal with their energies.
That's a good idea.
But anyway, I just want to ask you off the bat, you know, tell us more, you know, about what you do and how long you've been doing it.
Wow, I've been doing this work now for about 16 years, and I really teach people how they're managing and using their energy. So, for example, when people get stuck, they try to change the situation. They try to change their outer circumstances. And what I show them is that when they change their energy, then the situation will change, because the more they try to change the outer circumstances, the more stuck they become. And as you said, I mostly work with HSPs, highly sensitive people.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really important that they understand energy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Can you give us some examples about how people, you know, manage or use their energies and in pro and con, you know, imagine people go in the opposite direction of like you said, what you would like them to go in.
Absolutely. Well, there are really two ways that you process energy, that energy can leave your energy system. It can leave in fear and doubt, or it can leave in love and trust. And no matter where or how your energy leaves your system, it produces an emotion. So if you are processing energy in fear and doubt, you're going to experience painful emotions like anger and jealousy and grief. It's always going to be painful. But if you're processing energy in love and trust, that's when you get the positive emotions, gratitude, contentment, joy. That's when you always feel good. So, of course, our goal is to release energy in love and trust. And the more you can do that, the more it means that you're really reclaiming your authentic power. So it's about learning how your system is processing energy. And the way you learn is by paying attention to your emotions. Any painful emotion means you're acting and speaking and thinking in fear and doubt. And so obviously that's what we want to change.
Mm-hmm. You know, Linda, this is Julie here. I have never heard anybody say it quite like that, and I love the nuance of that.
I do too.
There are times when I have felt, well, who hasn't, but those negative feelings more often than not, and the cycle and so forth, and I can see that just by saying, am I releasing my energy out of fear and doubt? And the answer would be yes. And
right.
So, you know, can I just take it upon myself? You know, we can control our energy the way we release it as we work on it and study it, I'm sure. Can I release it more of love and trust? And that equals gratitude, which I like. We talk about the acronym, you know, trust, to rely on to spirit totally. And so I just love the way your nuance on that. That's brilliant. So I'm going to ask you about highly sensitive people, because living with one and having the ups and downs, you know, and how, for me, they pick up on all the energies, but they're intensified as well. And they pick up on other people's energies as well, and they're so much more intensified. You know, what makes them different from anyone else, in your opinion?
Well, yeah, I'm really excited to understand about HSPs. And I've always been one, and I never knew that's what it was. You know, most people who are highly sensitive have just have always thought it was something wrong with them and it was something unique to them. And I kind of did as well. I'm very, very sensitive to all kinds of things, noise, to smell, to environment, to other
yes.
people's energy if I'm around crowds of people. And
oh,
over the
me
years,
too, Linda. Me too.
Yeah, I learned how to manage and use my energy, and I realized the importance of teaching others to do the same. So that's why I really focus on energy. But then I came across some research that's been done that says that about 20% of the population is highly sensitive. And how basically what it means is that, you know, everybody gets overstimulated from time to time, but for highly sensitive people, it's a daily occurrence. So things that might seem normal to others, like going to a bar or going to a nightclub or something like that, where there's a lot of people, there's a lot of noise, that amount of stimulation affects our nervous system. It's so finely tuned that it sends us, it overstimulates, so it sends us over the top. It can really irritate, aggravate, it can burn us out, it can cause us to shut down or just overreact. It really, we have very, very sensitive nervous systems. And so what's normal to someone else can overstimulate a highly sensitive person. So it's really important that highly sensitive people know how to understand their energy, how they're processing energy, what triggers them the most, and how to manage it. Very, very important.
You know, for me, I really had to literally stop going into Walmart many years ago. I would feel drained. I'd pass by someone. I'd feel, you know, if they were angry. And it also has something to do with, and see if you agree with this, Linda, like different kind of lights, if they're those.
Oh,
crappy lights and
yes.
you know, it almost is like somebody just, you know, sapping my life force out, you know, and
it is.
That's why I really couldn't even, like, work in an office. I would have, if I, you know, anytime I had a, you know, like my office for my clients, I have to have lots of natural light and tall ceilings, you know, but tell me about you. Do you have the light thing as well?
Oh, definitely. I really don't like being in any kind of environment where there is no natural light. And, in fact, I stopped. You know, I used to do a lot of workshops and presentations, for example, in hotels, you know, and usually they put you in those rooms, the ballroom or whatever.
Yeah.
There's no, I can't do it. You know, I would come out of there with severe headaches and just really feeling awful. So I don't do that anymore. I've learned that I have to be in a room that has light, natural light, and yes, I really have to manage that.
Yes. Oh, it's good to hear because, I mean, I don't feel bad about it anymore, you know, but, you know, years ago when I really identified that, wow, I really shouldn't be doing this because it's just not good. And so, I mean, if I go into a store now, it's like a smaller one, you know, like a Walgreens or something. I don't know if you have Walgreens over there. But, you know, just that's not overly crowded and that I can pop in and out and all that stuff. So what
Linda,
go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Linda, do you think that some highly sensitive people might actually have, they don't realize it, they may call it more like, I have anxiety. And so if they just understood that I'm more highly sensitive and I can just take care of that and take care of myself, the anxiety wouldn't be there. If they could just feel
I agree.
Oh, you know what, I'm okay.
That's absolutely the case. And in fact, many are given medication, you know, antidepressants.
Yeah.
Just to manage that anxiety because it's not really recognized. That's why I was delighted to see this research that's come out. And, you know, I can remember going to a doctor one time, and it was because I was having trouble sleeping, and he was trying to give me antidepressants, and I wasn't depressed. If I was, it was just because I wasn't sleeping. You know, and that's another common thing for highly sensitive people is they tend to be very sensitive sleepers and have a lot of difficulty sleeping. So, yes, it's so important that they understand that it's not abnormal. You know, it's just a much more sensitive and highly tuned nervous system. And once you understand it, it really does take away that anxiety. And once you learn what you need to do specifically to be able to manage it for yourself.
Do you think, I don't mean to like just bring this question on you, but do you think that this the highly sensitized nervous system, do you think it's sort of an evolutionary thing? Because, it is sort of, like you said, it's only one in five, you know, and
right.
How do you feel about that?
I think it is. I think I have a sense, and I have no proof for this, so I'm just,
right.
this is just my opinion.
Right.
But I do have a sense that there are global energy shifts. I think we are becoming more sensitive. People are becoming more aware, and I think more highly sensitive people are coming in and online, if you like. That's my opinion anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that's absolutely the truth. You know, I've heard you say that the energy behind people's thoughts and actions determines their experience of life. Can you just explain a little bit more about that?
Yes, I'll be happy to. Well, I studied with a number of people, and Gary Zukav is somebody who explains, I think, really well.
I love him. The dancing movie masters. Yes.
What he says is what the soul wants is harmony, balance, and cooperation. And so when you operate out of fear, that's exactly counter to what your soul wants. And when you come from fear, your life experiences will be challenging. You'll think a thought. When you take an action, if you ask yourself, what's the energy behind it? Why am I thinking this thought, or why am I taking this action? Many of us, usually unconsciously, come from a place of fear and lack. If you judge somebody or if you're critical of someone, the energy behind that really has nothing to do with that person. It's fear-based, and it stems from your fear of not being good enough. So if I'm judging you and being critical of you, it actually has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with how I feel about myself. So when what you experience in your life is not what you want, if you look at the energy behind your thoughts and actions, you'll find that it's not coming from love and trust. It's coming from fear and doubt. And I loved what you said about your decluttering. You set an intention right before you do your decluttering. And that's beautiful. I love that, because you're shifting the energy with the decluttering, but you have an intention in mind. That is coming. You have a positive intention. That's what the soul wants. That's going to allow what it is that you want, the more positive things to come to you in life, because you have that positive intention going in.
Yes.
So that's how we determine what shows up, is what's the energy behind it. So when you have something that shows up and it's not what you want, and you say, I don't like this, look back and ask yourself, what is the energy behind my thoughts, my actions, the things that I'm doing? And you'll find that it's coming from fear.
Yes.
So I guess that's how you would change the situation then, by changing your energy. If you don't like the situation that's there, and if it's coming from fear and doubt, fear and lack, then we go by changing our energy. And so how does that change the situation then, if you're already in the situation?
Okay, well, this is a great question. One of the things, let me talk about debt for a moment, because it's something that so many people are experiencing, and one of the things that people talk to me about all the time. And so if you're in a lot of debt, what does that create? Most people are afraid of it. They feel guilty. They feel ashamed. And they often try very hard to eliminate it, but the harder they try to get rid of debt, they find the worse their situation gets. So what I encourage people to do is to look for the lesson behind the debt. So just ask yourself this question, if there was something good coming out of being in debt, what might that be? And typically for people it will be things like, well, we never used to be able to talk about money before, so now we have to be on the same page financially, and I'm not scared to talk to my partner about money anymore, and we have to have the conversations, the difficult conversations. It forces people to learn how to manage the money they have. It forces them to learn what's really important and focus on that, what's really important in life.
I think that's the most important thing that you can say right now, is like, if it refocuses to what's important, it refocuses to gratitude and appreciation and all those good things. So you are changing that energy behind it.
Yeah, and you know, when you change your energy around it, how you think about it, how you feel about it, then your actions will change. And when you don't need the debt anymore, it won't be there anymore. And that's when you have the permanent solution.
I love that too. It's sometimes hard to hear when you have someone working with that. That when you don't need it, it won't be any there any longer. But what you're saying is though is that there's still something more for us to learn from this and to grow. And on the other side of it is more miracles, more abundance. And if you think about this, the law of attraction.
I was going to say, I heard Bob Proctor, he's a pretty famous coach, talk about debt. And he would say, if I had a lot of debt, what I would do is I'd get myself on a debt reduction program, having X amount of dollars going, you know, to it, and then not put 1 ounce of worry or anything on it and focus on creating and bringing in money and all the positives. And he would just, and I love that because it just like, put it in its place, you know.
Yes.
Don't let it be like the first thing on your mind when you get up in the morning and the last thing on your mind when you go to bed at night, you know.
Right, and you know, people can actually learn to be ultimately grateful for the debt because of what it forced them to do. It forced them to reprioritize, really face the truth and look at themselves and be honest with themselves. And it is life-transforming, and when you see it that way, you can be grateful for the debt, even being grateful for being in debt. It's a different, it's a shift in your energy and how you see it.
Hey, you have a program or an event coming up soon, don't you, Linda?
Yeah, well, I have a couple of things. I have a program called the Inner Mastery Program, and it really, it's a self-directed program. It's all done online, and people just, it helps people to see where their energy is coming from, what are the beliefs, what's the conditioning that's been they've been operating from, and that's a six-month program. But the other one I'm really excited about, this is my second, what I call the Oceans of Possibility cruise, and it's we're cruising to the Eastern Caribbean in December, which is perfect, and I take a group of people on a cruise, and we open ourselves up to new possibilities for our lives. It's wonderful.
That sounds so awesome.
Yeah.
So, now, are you? Am I remembering correctly? Don't you have a teleseminar coming up soon?
Actually, I do. Yes, thank you for reminding me. I have a teleseminar coming up on Thursday, this coming week, and it's all about highly sensitive people, really helping people understand what that means, how they can learn what they're sensitive of, and how they can learn to manage their energy. And that's on Thursday the 18th, and that's at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you can go on my website and find out all about that at lindabins.com.
Lindabins.com.
Spell that, Julie.
Yeah, L-I-N-D-A and then B-I-N-N-S. com, and also go to oceansofpossibilitycruise.com. That's where her teleseminar is to be at as well.
Yeah.
But, Linda, I love your website because some of the products that you have on your website, your e-books, are just fabulous because you talk about energy, and I love the titles, 30 Energy Tips for Your New Home. You also have a book here called 30 Energy Tips for Selling Your Home. And come on, in this, I know where we live, we have people right now who've had their home on the market for years. Some homes have, and sometimes those homes then take on an energy all their own, and it's a home that needs to be shaken up, you know. So I love your books that you have for people.
Yeah, I like to keep it really simple.
Yes, very good. Okay, so Linda, I want to say thank you very much for being on Life with a Girlfriend today.
Is there something next for you coming up, or...
Well,
you have something that you'd like to leave with people that you'd like them to know about you?
What I want most people to know is that you are, no matter what's going on in your life right now, you are enough. You are good enough in every single way. And there's a quote by Anita Morjani, who wrote Dying to Be Me, that I love. And she says, love yourself unconditionally and be yourself fearlessly. And that's what I'm striving for and what I want for others. And it will change the world.
Oh, you know what? Thank you for that quote. That's awesome. And who was it by?
It's Anita Morjani, M-O-O-R-J-A-N-I, and she's the author of Dying to Be Me.
good. You know, that's what we're all doing. We need to be that authenticity, that person that we are, that's where the real power lies, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, it's been so awesome. It's been so awesome speaking with you, and I love the work that you're doing on the planet, and I'm so grateful to you for the, you know, the work with the highly sensitive people. And, of course, the cruises. How cool is that?
Great. And so thank you very much, Linda. Have a great, great day, and blessings to you.
Thank you. Blessings to you as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Linda.
This is so awesome. I just... I love talking about energy so much and with highly sensitive people. And, you know, I think it can be seen because I know several people who are highly sensitive. It's 1 out of 5, right? That's a high average. And to feel like have more anxiety in their life because I can see it. It's like, wait a minute, I feel anxious because I'm being bombarded by energy, or I feel so much more deeply. And once you realize that, oh, wait, no, this is just who I am, and I want to be brave enough to be who I am, the anxiety can go away.
Right. If you think that, I remember being with, this was my brother's ex-wife, and we were chatting, and she's like a polar opposite of me. This is, you know, a couple decades ago, but I remember saying, you know, she goes, let's go to someplace really crowded. And I said, well, I hate someplace. And she goes, I feel the best I can feel when I'm in a huge crowd. And it was, I felt like, oh, man, what's wrong with me? Because, I mean, I feel the worst I can possibly feel, you know, in a huge crowd, especially if it's, she was thinking about, you know, it's some kind of concert and there'd be like, you know, booze and all that stuff. And I was just like, oh, my God, that'd be like my nightmare. And again, it was me at that point that felt the lack, you know. Now, of course, I'm a psychotherapist, and I know a lot more now, you know, about that. But I remember as a young woman thinking, wow, what's wrong with me that I do not? And now I know I'm just a highly sensitive person.
Exactly. That's who you are. And I love you for it, girlfriend. And
oh,
I know the people.
Thank you.
You know, it's great because I think it's the way the universe works. I think in every family, there's probably one person that's highly sensitive, maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and the rest of us balance you out. And it just works perfectly. And I love you for it. I love you for it.
Thank you, Lenny.
And I just want to say, she talked about decluttering, you know, and she really is really an expert on decluttering. And like we are, we really believe that to choose to go further in your life, have expansion, there's always something we have to get rid of first to create that space, void. And so I want to make sure we invite everybody, May 17th, 18th, and 19th, online. We're going to have fun activities. It's a celebration for our book that's coming out, The Clutterfly Effect. Speak your way to total transformation by decluttering your life. And we meet at the top of every hour for 5 minutes to set our intentions, to do alignment, to do EFT exercises, to do some fun stuff for just about 5-10 minutes. And then we get to work. And it's so funny how as we set the group intention, the work gets done faster with less drama.
Mm-hmm.
And we're able to let things go. So we hope you can join.
And less resistance as well, you know, when we're working in that. And you know, we're going to be doing some physical decluttering, but it's always good to emotionally declutter. You know, you can get rid of a lot of old baggage. There's all different kinds of ways to declutter, isn't there, Julie? And some behavioral clutter in your life that Linda talked about, you know, debt, you know, and sometimes it's just a matter of, you know, I remember talking to a client who said when they were working on their debt, and they said, you know, I just don't feel like spending the money anymore. I just as soon go for a walk or hang by the river. You know, there was a shift in the energy to allow them to, you know, sort of easily release or declutter, you know, that behavior. So,
and Mama, I'm so glad you're talking about debt because our next guest, which I think she'll be on, hopefully. Jacqueline, are you there?
I am.
Awesome.
Good day.
Jacqueline Richards, I'm looking forward to this interview for a long time. You are the author of Yoga for Your Personal Finances.
And can I give a big shout out for that? That is so awesome.
Yes. And you are a financial wellness coach. You're about unblocking the flow of your money, and you want to help people find a place of balance, harmony, wellness in your financial situation, their financial situation. And
absolutely.
When I heard about you coming on the show, I was so excited because, first of all, you might think, well, how in the world does yoga and finances go into place? But when you combine it with harmony, it starts making sense. So I'm gonna give it right to you, girlfriend, and I want to say, how do you put those together? How did you come up with that?
Thank you for asking that question. You have no idea how often I have my speaking engagements and my coaching, and they say, well, I don't understand why I would want to do a headstand and talk to you about will and estate. Well, sometimes that's how it feels like when you're talking about will and estate. I'm a mortgage consultant, and I talk about mortgage strategies. Now, that's going to be the biggest thing, potentially, that you will have in your life with regard to an asset and a liability. Mm-hmm. I deal with so many entrepreneurs, solopreneurs. I swear to you that we run the country. Those who are running businesses on their own, we run the country.
Exactly.
But it makes it incredibly difficult at moments, whether it's dealing with in relationships and kids or in-laws or outlaws. It taps you to no end if you can't find some balance in that space. So I sit and I speak with my clients when we're talking about that big purchase. I'm a yoga instructor, and I see the short breaths that they're taking because they don't want to talk about the things that gauge them, that scorecard them in their life. They don't want to talk about how much money they do or do not have. Mm-hmm. So while they sit and contemplate how they're going to get through this whole mortgage process, they're not breathing. I suggest, you know,
right,
take a breath, lift the shoulders, take them back, and drop them down. Money is just a scorecard, and it is difficult to align it with your inner sanctity.
Mm-hmm.
I decided that I would create a workshop to help people get through the money questions. You know, do I have enough? Was I good with it? How come I have no money now? I want to build a business. I need to borrow money from the bank, and the bank is saying no. Gee, I wonder why. I think it might be because I didn't pay some of those bills.
Mm-hmm.
We have all seen life things happen, unexpected life departures. I talk about it in my book, Yoga for Your Personal Finances. Why did I write the book? Because people want to have those real conversations about not just money, but how do I deal with the love in my life? How do I deal with not believing that I have a purpose here? If I can say this, I saw Oprah Winfrey. I was so excited. Oh, my gosh. And you have no idea. I was shaken. I was so excited. But she made a comment about life purpose. And she said, that is a big word. And really, could it just be about the journey?
Yes.
So I wrote the book because let's talk about the journey.
Yes. Well, you know, Jacqueline, I think you're in the best position to see that because you're training into money. You're a mortgage broker. So you can see the concrete 3D world of it all. You know, the currency, the energy behind the money, what it all represents to people, that emotional, sometimes emotional tug of war that we have. And as a yoga instructor, you know that how using your energy through yoga and the breath and how you can go deeper in the poses when you release some of that control, some of that tightness, you get to go deeper and how you can feel more relaxed. You can see how, wait a minute, money is a huge part of our lives in this world. And how do we bring it back into balance so that we feel good about our life? If money's a big part of our life, we go to work, we have to, you know, unless you're living off the grid, you're paying bills somewhere. And so how do we then put that back into balance? On your website, JacquelineRichards.com, you talk about the seven chakras and how you can balance them and so forth. And how do you connect the chakras to your finances? What's that all about?
Yeah. I get to say, I think, that we are a nation overwhelmed, overstressed, in some cases underappreciated. And when you're living in that space, it's difficult to feel in balance. And, you know, balancing a checkbook, balancing how much detergent you put in the laundry so that you don't have too many bubbles coming up, right? Mm-hmm. It is, how do we decide that we have life purpose? And that's what we're asked all the time. Why are you here? So the chakras, we have seven major chakras. I should say chakras. And they start from the base of the spine all the way to the crown of the head. So I cover that in the book. So that first energy is all about why are you here? Do you believe that you should be here? We won't even say why, but do you believe you have a purpose? And then I move into the second energy. I get to talk about money, credit repair and restore, because that energy is about the fun stuff. I suggest when we're out of balance there, I don't know if you know people, I can raise my hand. I know so many of us, solopreneurs, right? Overworked, we're addicted to making sure we get things done perfectly. Or we've had enough. We've just had enough. So in that second energy, that beautiful orange energy, we forget what it is to enjoy our artistic capabilities. I talk about in the third energy, that fire. What do you want to do? Did you do a business plan? Mm-hmm. Are you doing your yoga because you know it's good for you and it makes you stronger and increase that will, that confidence that you have? Home is where the heart is, that fourth energy, that anahata is a heart chakra. And that brings the first three energies in line with the upper three. And so if you know why you're here or that you have a purpose to be here and you know you own it in that fire, then let the heart be open as opposed to closing it off. Because, gee, if I don't love enough, I'm not going to get it back.
Yeah.
Right.
How about in that fifth energy? So we're still talking about the chakras. That's a beautiful blue energy in the throat. If I'm running my business and I need to communicate, wow, I better be honest about it.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you something else, too. In these days, if you're not, I mean, there's such a transparency out there. If you're not honest, I think people can smell it on you. You know, you've just had to, be willing to stand in your power and say who you are. Oh, yeah. What do we call them, the banksters?
Well, Jacqueline, you're talking about balance and harmony. I want to get to the last two chakras, but before you do, it came clear to me. I mean, I can say before we had the bubble of burst in so many ways in our economy, we were all about, some people talk about their fines as a nut, what goes out, and then you go, okay, I want to have more, I can make more, I can do more, I'll get more and more, I'll buy this sofa on credit, I'll buy this on credit, I want a bigger house, a bigger car, bigger. And then all of a sudden we're out of balance, and we're forced to create, make more money, sometimes with pressure. And so we're out of balance on that level. And in so many ways, this retraction we had in the economy that we're coming out of, and people felt everywhere, it really was about getting back in that balance and not putting ourselves in situations where we were living ahead of our dreams in some sense. It's like we didn't have the money in the bank, but we wanted to buy this anyway, knowing that we could pay the payments. And then all of a sudden, we had a lot of payments going on.
A whole lot. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you said that. We've dealt with so many bankruptcies, personal and professional bankruptcy. We've seen our banks go through that. We've seen friends and family we know and love and trust go through it. And how does that, that absolutely manifests not just in that third energy that I am courageous. Maybe I'm not courageous anymore because I did do all that spending. And there's no courage in there if I knew I couldn't do and I couldn't provide. All of a sudden, it's a different game. And that's why our healthcare practitioners are trying to figure out how do we deal with this now.
Yeah.
How
would you equate that to the sixth chakra, which is the third eye, opening up that third eye?
Yeah. I do dream board workshops in that third eye essence. It is the vision. It is when you're working for a corporation and they're asking you, because I was in the hotel industry for a long time, and I was asked to create the business plan to make sure that the hotel will be in a fantastic standing throughout the year. So I created a business plan with the mission statement. Did I go home and do the same for me in my life? Was that an important thing for me to do? Was it an important thing for me to have my daughter see that mommy has dreams and she should too? Yes. When would I take the time to spend on my life when as much as I spent on the corporate's life?
Yes.
So in that sixth energy, that's what I ask you. What is your vision?
Yes. And, you know, there's this line in the Bible, for lack of a vision, my people perish. And that's how important it is to have that vision to hold on to. Because, you know, it's sort of like, Jacqueline, like a mission statement in some sense. You know, when we get lost or out of balance, we get to go back to that vision or the mission statement and say, yes, this is why I'm here. This is my purpose, you know, and kind of get back to, you know, back in balance again.
Absolutely. It is about the journey. And we're not going to know absolutely everything. I talk about that in the fifth and sixth energy. We need to protect ourselves in so many ways. I talk about insurance and will and estate. There are things that we can do immediately so that no one has to do the guesswork. So should I not be here? I do not want the government to make decisions about how my estate is divvied up.
Right.
It's my job.
Yeah. What you're talking about is so brilliant. I love your niche. It is, I don't know, it's so practical. I hope that our listeners really, really get what you're talking about, because I think it's really awesome, you know. And a few minutes back, it felt like when you were talking about money early on that you equated it with love. I mean, that's how a lot of us feel in this world, you know. If I don't have a lot of money, am I lovable? Should I be here? You know, do I have a purpose if I, you know, somehow didn't? And, you know, a lot of us were taught that it was, you know, the root of all evil. Incorrectly, of course, but still, you know.
Absolutely. And those who are rich have to be mean. They couldn't possibly, want to talk to me. I'm shocked at how many phone calls I've made to mentors that I wanted to have in my life. Right. As I was going through my sixth chakra, right, and I'm always looking at my journey. And I wanted to have three extraordinary mentors to help me through my journey. I have questions. We're not perfect. And
sure,
why wouldn't I ask questions, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
So I called Lynn Twist. She's the author of The Soul of
Sure.
Life. I read that book a long time ago,
yes,
and I loved it. And I thought, wouldn't it be great to connect with her? And I did. She was a phone call away. Deepak Chopra. I have a book. He was launching his next book, The Seven Spiritual Laws of the Superheroes. Can I just tell you, I'm the wealthy yogini, and that is just my superhero. And I decided it would be fantastic to meet him, offer him my book with great thanks. Did it happen? Yes, it did, because it was my vision to make it happen. David Chapman, the wealthy barber. Well, why not? So David's a phone call away.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
We can
all
choose our mentors. Really, we can. And so in my seventh energy, you know this as well as I do, we have experiences to offer. We have gifts to give.
Yes.
And if we can get into balance with all seven of our energies, our chakras, in balance in I'm worthy to be here, I love being here, I am so strong and courageous, I can move forward, I will speak with my inner wisdom and honesty, why wouldn't I offer that to others
Yes.
And why would I accept it from others?
Absolutely. You know, that's so beautiful. That's so beautiful, Jacqueline. I was speaking with another author this week, and we were just talking, and she said, you know what? I'd like to be your angel. And I, without one missed beat, I said, okay. I didn't care what it was, but I was like, fine, because, you know, in our lives, you and I, we probably are angels to a lot of other people, you know? And so here was someone that said, I want to be your angel, you know? And I just, without one missed beat, I said, certainly, you know? I'm thinking here, I'm thinking that probably my strongest chakras regarding what you're speaking of are 6th and 7th, or maybe 5th, 6th, and 7th. Well, no. Here's where I'm thinking my least one is. It's probably between my 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. I just feel that because, I feel good in the 3rd, and the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. I feel very comfortable. But there's, I think because of my childhood and I'm always working on healing that, you know, that I do question, do I really deserve to be here? Am I really, you know, can I really offer those gifts to people, you know? And I feel more comfortable, I think, in the higher chakras. I'm just telling you this. I don't know if you have an opinion on it or not.
Jacqueline. She's such an open energy. You just want to bare your soul to her, Jacqueline.
I so appreciate that. First of all, in that third because of the third energy, it allowed you to say that out loud.
Right.
To have the courage to say it. Without shame, without guilt, you were able to say it. And there's so many that work within either the top three or the bottom three. Mm-hmm. And in the bottom three chakras, and if you are in line there, you may not know where you want to go.
Right.
You may just be on that groovy, what do they call that, in the rat race, mm-hmm. where you are consistently on that wheel. If you can't find your way up into balance in the 4th, 5th, and 6th, and 7th,
right.
When you're in that upper space, and I will say sometimes I'm a victim of that, I love being in that vision, mission, let's see what else we can create.
Me too, old girlfriend,
right?
Me too. Absolutely, girlfriend.
The,
I love that.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking, and I have a webinar, and it's called a mastermind because I love my masterminds. But it's an acronym, and it is to have your manifesto and to be really thoughtful about where you're going in this new economy. Well, in this new economy, we need our chakras to be balanced because it means that we will begin bartering the way we used to. Which means it's not about the money, it's about the services.
Yes.
When you're in balance, just across the board, it becomes really easy when you're bartering. I have a good friend of mine, she crochets, I don't know if you have these, Nancy crochets every Christmas dishcloths. When I was a little one, I used to crochet, never as well as she did, but that was her gift to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was so thankful, and I continue to do yoga with her because that's my gift to her. When I was a little girl, they called me Pleasantly Plump, and I don't know what that sounds like to you, but that is a chunky little girl who will always be chunky, and she will always be at the tail end of a joke potentially.
Mm-hmm.
She's pleasantly plump. That's what I grew up with.
Exactly.
How do you step out of that? I mean, that's just, I imagine so many have gone through that, you're really chunky or you're really skinny. Wow, look at your hair. What are you wearing today? Really, those shoes? We were latchkey kids. Not unusual for the time.
Oh, I know. Absolutely.
Right?
I mean, my parents, too, are just like, if I didn't do anything right, I mean, they would just not talk to me. Or my day would depend on if I got a kiss goodbye from my mom, you know, before I went to school. And, like, if she withheld that, it's like doomed to have a bad day, you know. And I think hopefully we're more enlightened as parents. But the truth is we still have those little children inside of us. You know, we're healing them all the time, but
they're there. You know, they're there. And I'm so like you. I love to be in the vision. I love to be in the third eye. I love to be of service to people, you know, and be of angels. And oh, you know, I'm going to ask you this, okay? I'm going to put you on the spot here. You know, I do a lot of fourth chakra work, you know, and have you noticed probably in the last couple of years that there may be more deeper places in the heart chakra opening up that never before? At least for me, that's my experience of the heart chakra has been finding new places that are opening up.
Thank you. Yes. And part of that, just across the board, I teach yoga, but when I got my instruction, I'm a group fitness instructor, but I wanted to complement my group fitness, my cardio, with yoga. And I hadn't realized, because I was in track and field in high school, and again, because I was chunky, I wasn't all that great, but I felt like $1 million when I got that sixth place ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
I did. Others didn't think it was all that great, but I did.
You bet.
So the yoga came into my life because it needed to. You know, when there's an opportunity, keep the door open and take it. It was my opportunity when I watched people take a deep breath of all sizes. I decided that yoga would be my personal inner strength. I could come into a yoga posture and know that it's all about me in that moment.
Mm.
And yoga has escalated across the board. That makes me happy because, as you say, there's something in the heart that's opening up in a much different way.
Yes.
And Jacqueline, I want to ask you a question too, talking about that, to going back to balance before you leave. And this idea about balance and harmony, and do you, when you coach people and you go to your website, JacquelineRichards.com, and we'll have a link to your website on our website.
I think it's JacquelineRichards.ca.
Oh. I have both of them.
Oh, wonderful.
So .ca is my mortgage, and .com is the chakras, and you can do the scoreboard for your chakras on my .com.
Oh, wonderful.
Great.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Do you find that when you coach people, do you get when you coach them for financial harmony, are you saying, hey, you know, let's save for your future? And are you also a proponent of giving as well? Not necessarily tithing, but if you want to say tithing, but part of it is giving as well.
So Julie and I are just like, we have to tell you, we're like giving girls, we're like the seed planting girls. We love that.
The energy behind that. Yes, exactly.
It is twofold. When you do things like that, it is absolutely twofold. I've been a YMYWCA volunteer, group fitness volunteer, for now, I think, 17 years. Now, if you want to put a time, my corporate would have to put a timeline on how much I get paid per hour. To me, that is giving. I began my first 16 years, teaching group fitness to the Breast Cancer Action Committee. They happened to be having their board meetings at the YMCA and asked if they could have a group fitness session there because they're dragon boat racers.
Yay.
I have been to 4 funerals.
Mm-hmm.
I love these women.
Mm-hmm.
That is my give.
Yes.
And it continues.
I
sit on the board of directors for the Chamber of Commerce, and I will say, if you are going to complain about what's happening in your city, complain because you're on a board of directors that can make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sit back and hope for the best and not do a darn thing.
Yes, exactly. And I think that puts balance into our life as well, feeling that we're contributing in that way. And as you said, you can contribute by doing action, going to your local animal shelter. And if you want to put a dollar amount on it, do that. I mean, how much, you know, would you be making someplace else? And that's what you're contributing, and so forth. And I just want to say right now, Jacqueline, thank you so much for being on our show today. It's been such a joy. You can get Jacqueline's book at JacquelineRichards.com or JacquelineRichards.ca.
And you'll have all the links on our website at ChristineMarieAndJulie.com tomorrow. And take a look at us up there. And Jacqueline, thank you so much for being on our radio show today.
Thank you so much. We had so much fun. You are a wealth of wisdom.
And we'll connect soon.
Yes, absolutely. I can't wait, Jacqueline.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
You know what? Today we really talked a lot about energy
flow
of energy and how money works with us and using our energy to change situations. I feel energized. So I feel
like the most awesome energy. It's just it feels like this sort of lotus, you know, that the flower just keeps opening and opening, and that there's a lot of flow, you know, like the having the lotus on the river, there's just a lot of flow and opening. And it's been an awesome hour. We've learned so much, and I think all of us have been energetically attuned by this hour as well. And you know, Julie, we talk about in our book The Golden Hour, we have a chapter called The Golden Hour, and it's like 1 hour equals 10, 1 hour of kind of spiritual energetic work equals 10 hours of exterior work, and we love those odds.
Yes, we do. And I want to say right now, you can go to our website, ChristineMarieAndJulie.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Prosperity Duo, as well as make sure you keep the date, you know, open that weekend for Clearing the Clutter, May 17th, 18th, and 19th. All from your home, all fun stuff. You'll learn more about that later. And we hope to bring you lots of great guests in the upcoming months.
We are. And we've got amazing guests coming up.
Exactly. So, all right, Mala, great show as always. And
thank you, everyone. You know, just go for it.
Just go for it. Exactly. Everyone have a great, great day. Bye-bye.
Everybody needs a good girlfriend when the sun goes down at night. Everybody needs a good girlfriend to make the wrong seem right. Everybody needs a good girlfriend with a comforting hand to hold. Everybody needs